Let's go to an anonymous caller from Los Angeles. Are you with us?
Yes. Hello, Father. Hi.
Yes.
Okay, so just a quick question. Again, as a devout Catholic, one wants yes. to always make good penance and good, you know, sure. restitution for their sins. The question arises is that how are we to define what sin in terms of the thoughts of lust? For example, mm-hmm. you know, as a heterosexual male, you know, in this day and age, you know, one can fall mm-hmm. into temptation mm-hmm. just simply by, you know, looking at someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So with that being said, sometimes the thoughts could come from the devil. Now, if that is the scenario, then that's not something necessarily we would have to confess, am I right? Or and if it only if we continue to entertain that thought, then it does become a sin. So
yes.
can you maybe correct or touch on that, please, and see what you know how
sure,
that works
sure.
out?
Sure. What I recommend to people is the moment that you realize you're thinking somewhere, your mind is going somewhere it shouldn't go. The trick is to mm-hmm. say a quick Hail Mary. I always say a habit of vice is overcome only by a habit of virtue. And so, you know, the devil hates the Hail Mary. It reminds us that the human body, especially a woman's body, is sacred. So you just Hail Mary, full of grace. I don't even think it has to be a devout one, though devout is better than not devout. And if you develop that habit, you know, when you say to yourself, I'm not going to think about this, I'm not going to think about it, it's all you can think about. But a Hail Mary, you know, they say if there's an elephant in the living room, we'll go to the kitchen. You know, it takes us away mentally. And if you develop that habit, and the minute you realize you're thinking something you shouldn't think, and you say Hail Mary, you're certainly not committing any sin. So I think that would be my rule of thumb. But the trick is not to say, I'm not going to think about this, I'm not going to think about this. It's like the Cowardly Lion, and I do believe in spooks. You know, you obsess on it. Say Hail Mary and then move on. That really does help. So that's the idea. The minute that you realize you're thinking it, to say, I don't want to think this, then you certainly are
okay.
not sinning. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. Just to be clear and touch on this, so let's if the thought itself is a duration of, let's say, 5 seconds, you know, because that's just how it is. And then after, of course, like you did, you said the Hail Mary, and that accomplished it. And then that thought no longer, you know, you're not entertaining it. Now you're going to something else. You're pumping gas. You're distracted with other things. But
yeah.
even though you've moved on, the question is, because I've already had that experience of 5 seconds of that lustful thought, do I now need to bring that into the seal of confession?
No. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's if you have sat
okay.
there thinking, oh, boy, that's a really cool thought, then you're in trouble. Then I would bring
right.
that to confession. Yes, yes. But again, the rule of thumb is to think of something else. And for me, the best thing to think about is the Hail Mary. So hope that helps a little.
It does. It does, actually. Thank you very much, Father. Thank you.
All right. Well, God bless. Thanks for calling in. We are going to go to the word of the day. Then we'll come back. We got some more phone calls. We're a little late for the word of the day, but I'm always late for the word of the day. We'll be right back.